Have you ever had a bunch of naked selfies that you wanted to send someone, but you didn't have anyone to send them to? Well, let's talk about a guy who found a way around that problem. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I feel like that Hot Pocket, it better be pepperoni, because I'm not going to jail over a ham and cheese Hot Pocket. I'm just not doing that. You're standing on my balls. What up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. I want to go ahead and shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. Hey, y'all. Okay, so last week, was there a zombie sighting? Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. You'll have to listen to find out. But yeah, how's that for a teaser? But we talked about Martha Stewart letting it all hang out. And also that has nothing to do with the zombie sighting. Oh, don't be asshole. Stop it. And I came across some juicy TikTok drama. So it was a hell of an episode. And I'm telling you what, I am getting better at this audible teaser thing. Look at me. Yo, Pioneer Podcasting, if you're listening. Okay, what's up? So if you haven't heard yet, the episode is up there waiting for you. You can go ahead and take a listen. And you know what? Bring a friend and take a listen to my episode and have a few laughs. I think this podcast is a lot of fun to listen with friends. You can talk shit and be like, did she just say what I think she just said? And I probably did. Yes. Today, is a Hot Pocket worth your life? Yeah, that's a very good question. Also, AirDrop has gotten gross. I also have some exciting information about this podcast, that and more, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. But as always, before we get to the silly, I need you guys to do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to, and hook up your audible boo thing with the opportunity to earn more listeners. Let's be honest, y'all, this rating system, I hate that it's a thing, but it is, because I cannot grow this podcast without you. So those 5-star reviews are super, super important. So also, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, and also if you haven't already downloaded some episodes, go ahead and do that. Subscribe to the podcast and download some sodes. Because you can always get Pro Silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data when you download episodes. So let's go ahead and get to the silly. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I want to get real with y'all real quick. This is the professionally part of the silly. So it's been a tough week for me personally. I wasn't even sure if I would be able to get a podcast episode up this week, honestly. And so let me fill you guys in. I had a bit of a health scare at work this week. And last week. It all started last Friday morning when I woke up and my throat was super dry. Like I couldn't relieve the feeling that I was having with like any liquids that I drank. I drank water, I drank tea. It was like this dry feeling in the back of my throat. It was so strange. And then the next day, the muscle aches came along. Then the chills came and my body was exhausted. It was like I couldn't control my own body. I slept for 27 hours. I barely ate because I couldn't keep anything down and I could barely keep consciousness. I was tired. It was so strange. And I actually had to call out of work 2 days in a row. And there was no way I could call out 3 days in a row. So I bit the bullet and I went into work anyway. And I was doing pretty good. And I finished my route. And for my new listeners, I am a delivery driver during the day. That's how I get my bills paid. And the moment I got back, back to where we turn our trucks back in, I felt like weak and dizzy. It hit me hard. It was like the moment I sat down and stopped moving, like the adrenaline was gone. Like I was determined to get this day in. I needed the money on my check, you know what I mean? But it's like the moment I sat down, my body was like, all right, so I'm gonna go ahead and throw this at you. And so I felt super weak and dizzy. And I felt like I had to like vomit, but it was like nothing coming out, but like dry heave and like clear mucus. It was not a pretty sight. Anyways, I was about to go home, and when I was headed to my car to go home, my feet just gave out from under me. You know, I fainted at work, but like I never lost consciousness. Like, it was weird. Like, I remember everything that happened. And I was suddenly feeling like really warm, like really hot and dizzy. And my coworkers are surrounding me and they are like trying to take off my jacket and my hat, trying to cool me off, you know. And that's another thing that I really hate, that I was super vulnerable at work around my coworkers. I don't like people seeing me in that kind of a weakened state. I don't know. Anyways, one of them actually grabbed my head before it hit the floor, which I'm super grateful because that is a hard ass floor. And that could have been a whole nother set of issues that I would have to have dealt with. But it was a scary moment, not just for me, but I can imagine that the people around me as well. So I had to call out of work again for another 2 days, which I wasn't happy about in the least, because if I didn't need the job, I wouldn't still be working there. Okay. And I think many of us probably feel the way about the jobs that we all have. But I did go to the doctor and I found out that I had some sort of viral infection. Luckily it's working its like way through my body, which is good. And I should be able to go back to work next week. And I'm not looking forward to going back to work, but what I am looking forward to is being myself again, feeling like I can control my body is apparently super important to me. So, but I am doing better. I'm still like congested and I still have kind of a shitty cough. And that I'll be doing my best to edit out for this episode, which will be a short one because, you know, I still feel like crap, but I am getting better. Thank God for NyQuil, 100%. Thank God. So now on to some awesome information about the podcast. Okay, I got like a little podcast info update here that pretty much I've been asked to join a Juneteenth collaboration for the Sisters Who Kills podcast. And let me tell you something, I am super excited about it because I love their show and I have a huge love and respect for Taz and Mara and what they do. So I'm really excited they would even ask me to join them. So they asked me to join them and many other podcasts of color to pretty much help them bring in Juneteenth, you know, the celebration. And I've never been asked to do a podcast collaboration before, but I have listened to many of them, and it's how I have found some of the podcasts that I enjoy now. And this is just a great opportunity for my small podcast. I mean, those of you listening may think that I'm more popular than I am. Honestly, I'm not. And it's probably because, you know, the show is a lot of fun and you guys are enjoying my banter and all my crazy random topics. But I'm just another podcast in a sea of millions of others. And I'm lost at sea. So a lot of people don't know that I have a podcast or that it exists at all, you know, and that's one of the reasons why every podcast I listen to, they're like, oh, if you can hit the, you know, review button and leave us 5 stars and all this, share that is how we can get a little bit closer to shore, you know, in the podcast world. So once again, if you can give me a 5-star review, that'd be great. Anyways, this collab could be amazing for my little homegrown podcast. And plus, I have, like, again, so much respect for the Sisters Who Kill podcast and the amazing women behind it. I am honored that they would even consider me to be a part of their project. So I want to go ahead and give a shout out to Taz and Mara for bringing these podcasts of color together to create something beautiful. So y'all make sure that you check out your email soon, sisters, because I'm working on my part and I am excited to hear everyone else's stories as well. This is going to be great. So is a Hot Pocket worth your life? Let's find out. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. What a wonderful transition. Wasn't that great? So today we are going to take a trip to Louisville, Kentucky. Hope I'm saying it right. Shout out to APnews.com. They are the ones responsible for me hearing about this random ass story. So we have a guy by the name of Clifton Williams. He's 64 years old and he was arrested on assault charges because he had the bright idea of shooting his roommate, who he thought ate the last Hot Pocket. You heard exactly what the fuck I said. Yes, he shot someone over a Hot Pocket. And for all of that, I feel like that Hot Pocket, it better be pepperoni, because I'm not going to jail over a ham and cheese Hot Pocket. I'm just not doing that. That's just where it's at. So according to the cops, Clifton started throwing around tiles at his roommate the moment that he saw that the last Hot Pocket was missing. I don't know what they mean by tiles. I guess they just have like just random ass floor tiles sitting around. Maybe he pulled them from the floor. Maybe they were extras. I don't know what's going on here. But anyways, that's what he did. And then he soon went to retrieve his gun and shot his roommate in the ass.
I'm gonna go get it right now.
Oh, shit! Ah, you motherfucker!
The next one will kill you.
Oh, son of a bitch! You shot me in the ass! Okay, wait. Okay.
And Clifton, of course, was arrested, and his bond was set at $7,500. So that occurred. And listen, his roommate will be okay. It was, thank goodness, a non-life-threatening injury. But I'm sure he's annoyed as fuck that he was shot over a fucking Hot Pocket.
Motherfucker shot me in the ass, man.
Who shot you in the ass?
Who? That who would be you?
Me? I shot you?
Yeah.
I mean, I was shooting. I did a lot of shooting.
I mean, like, it's really not that expensive to get a Hot Pocket. Like, it's cool. Like, it's not worth going to jail over. Like, I can see shooting someone, like, over a Cinnabon. You know, or maybe like a fresh calzone, you know, but a Hot Pocket? Nah, fam, you really got to raise your bar on what you're willing to go to jail for. Like, I'm being real. But yeah, so I guess a Hot Pocket isn't worth a life. It's not worth it. Next up, what is the weirdest things people have put on their tombstones? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So the internet has blessed us with more random silliness. BoredPanda.com is at it again with some of the funniest tombstones. Now, I know that sounds weird. The words funny and tombstones put together, that shouldn't happen, but it did. It's happening right now before your ears. So sometimes some people get pretty creative with their gravestones, forever engraving their personality and humor even after death. And when you think about it, I think it's kind of a beautiful thing, man. Like, if I could think of something really awesome, like, to put on my tombstone, I should start thinking about that now. You never know. So I need to get to work on that. But anyways, that was dark, right? So there are entries that people online have shared with BoredPanda.com. And I have no idea if these are legit, but I really want them to be. You know what I mean? Like, it would be awesome if all these are true. Anyway, the first one is already my favorite. I'm going to go ahead and start with my favorite. Picture this. Imagine going to a cemetery to pay your respects, and you come across a tombstone that says, "You're standing on my balls." You're standing on my balls. I love that so much. Yo, this is so funny to me. It is so funny. Can you imagine looking at someone's gravestone and seeing that engraved? I really want to see that in person. That's funny as fuck. Okay, so here's another one. You should have seen the other guy. if the other guy isn't dead, then it's a moot point, right? Like, don't try this at home. Love that. Don't try this at home. And when you think about it, I feel like that is extremely helpful advice on that particular gravestone. It's advice that I'm going to take, damn it. I'm not going to try that at home. I don't want to end up like that, dude. All right, here's the next one. Second fastest gun draw in the Wild West. I love that. It's a shame that he wasn't the first fastest gun draw, because then, you know, you'd be alive. But, you know, these are the things that I enjoy. Just random as silly creative things that are literally all around us. We just look around. You can find something that can probably make you smile, even sometimes in the quote unquote most eeriest places. I can't imagine being in a cemetery and coming across a tombstone with something hilarious like that engraved on it. I love it. Like I said, I think it's a beautiful thing. Next up, have you ever had a bunch of naked selfies that you wanted to send someone, but you didn't have anyone to send them to? Well, let's talk about a guy who found a way around that problem. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. TheSmokingGun.com is taking us on a trip to Oklahoma. All right, so we got a guy whose name I'm definitely going to destroy, who decided to airdrop his man area to random people. Yeah, his name is, okay, here we go. Stijek Helm. I'm gonna spell his name and you'll understand the confusion. STAIJECK. Stijek, I guess is his name. Stijek Helm, who's 23 years old, decided that it was a good idea to use his airdrop feature on his iPhone to send dick pics and full frontal mirror shots to random people, to strangers. This is the idea that he had. I guess I should explain this. If you are sadly an Android user, allow me to explain AirDrop. So let me stop talking shit to my Android users. You poor things have no idea what you're doing. Bless your hearts. Ah, poor souls. So anyways, now that I'm done being an iPhone asshole, AirDrop is a feature that allows us superior iPhone users.
You have the right to remain burned.
To share information quickly between Apple devices. So I can literally, and I've done this before, AirDrop a 20-minute video that I created on my laptop in seconds to my iPhone. I've done that before. Like, for instance, if I film something on my GoPro camera and I edit it on my laptop, when I finish the product, I can literally, no matter how long it is, I think you have up to an hour, I think, maybe more, I don't know. But I can literally AirDrop an entire edited, completed video. You know what I'm saying? It could be 4K, it can be 1080p, whatever. And I can AirDrop that video from one Apple device to another as long as it's nearby and the Bluetooth is on. It's pretty fire. I think Android probably by now has something similar to that. I just don't know what it's called. And it's pretty fire though. But I can also AirDrop multiple pictures all at once from one Apple device to another. Because let's be honest, you guys know it takes way longer to text these things to people. And sometimes a file can be too large to email. So AirDropping is my shit. I really rely on it in doing content creation. I used to rely on, back in the day, WeTransfer.com, remember that? And for sending larger files, but not anymore, bitches. So just need an Apple device to be nearby with its Bluetooth on, and I can AirDrop anything in seconds. And this is exactly what this dude did. This dude with the difficult ass name. What's his name again? Stijek. I don't know how to say his name. But except the thing is, Stijek, he was AirDropping his skin flute to people. Yeah, and guess what? That shit is illegal. You can't do that. What he technically did was called indecent exposure via digital means. And I gotta tell you, dude, I had no idea that that was a thing. But I'm glad it is, though, because, you know, listen, the law is catching up, y'all. So for those of you doing weird, stupid shit like that, you might want to stop. Okay. So apparently this jackass went to a Tulsa realtor to apply for an apartment. And an employee told him to fill out an application that was on a nearby computer, you know. So while he was doing that, two of the workers received AirDrop notifications on their phones. And they had an option to accept it or deny it. And they both accepted because obviously I'm sure they were like super curious, like, who the fuck is this? What is this? You know, and but then they saw naked photos of Helm. Or Stijek, I cannot say his name still, and he was arrested on a felony count and was later released on a $2,000 bond. So, yeah, that happened. This is the world that we live in now, which is just great. It's fantastic. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's iPhones are clearly superior, but apparently, you know, dangerous. And Hot Pockets aren't worth jail time. They're barely worth being purchased in general. Professionally silly life rules. Pick one of those and do that. Okay. I want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, you guys are fucking titties. And I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review of this podcast, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and help me grow. If this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share this podcast with a friend, because there is literally no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. I am getting better physically, guys, just to let you know. I'm sure my voice might sound a little different. I'm very congested. And I've been trying. You know when you try really hard not to cough, it just makes you want to cough more? You have no idea how many times I have to pause recording just so I can get that off. And hopefully next week, I'm feeling a lot better. And I can give you guys a longer episode. We'll see how it goes. But I'm so glad that you guys are still getting pro silly with me. Speaking of pro silly, check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. If you have any silly story ideas, or maybe you need some advice, or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, you can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can text or leave a voice message on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. All that will be down in the show notes below. Oh, and if you want to be anonymous, make sure you let me know when you contact me. So down in the show notes as well, I got my social media, my link tree, all that stuff, my most used social media, my most used social medias and platforms are all down there. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTubes, all that stuff, all down there. Man, I got tongue tied there. Blah, 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 blah. You know when your brain is working faster than your mouth can? Yeah, I'm talking so fast because I really want to cough and I want to get this over with. But I have to do it after every episode in case I have new listeners who don't know. You know what I mean? So for those of you who have been here since day one and you continue to listen to this end part, the outro, you're awesome. Thank you. I love you. Also, don't forget, if you want to write or send things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Also, one of you did send me something. And I did film it. There will be an unboxing video coming to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel very soon as well. And I gotta tell you, I was very confused as to what it was when I got the box, because all I could hear was liquid. It was so fucking weird. I shook it and I heard it. I was like, yo, did someone send me like a liquid bomb? What is this? It was crazy, but... Anyways, I do have it. I filmed it. I just need to edit it and get it up on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. That should be coming up in about a week or so. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Searching for a new laptop online forces your current computer to dig its own grave. I mean, that's kind of like, it's kind of dark when you think about it, but it ain't wrong. These are the important things that randomly come to my mind. Yo, it's silly out here. I'll see you guys next week.